You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Richard Justice and Allison Footer.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by my co-worker, Allison Footer, and we're going to have Chris Happ, who covers the Giants, joining us in a moment. Allison, as you look at the San Francisco Giants, they are back in the race. They feel like they're going to catch the Dodgers. They've done it before. What's the big picture view you have of the San Francisco Giants?
I'm really not as optimistic about them as I have been in the past, yet at the same time I sort of look and say, my gosh, they've been really mediocre to bad for a pretty long stretch now. Of course, it was padded by the fact that they were just unstoppable in the first couple of months. But you do sort of feel like maybe they do have another run in them and that they can make it really interesting down the stretch. That being said, I can't believe what I just read, that they had not, until a recent win over the Phillies, they had not had back-to-back home wins since early June, which is just, like, mind-boggling. But enough of me. Let's bring in Chris Haft, who is with this team every day, can actually speak intelligently on the San Francisco Giants. Chris, it's really more that they're being helped by the Dodgers, who just were swept by the Brewers recently, and that the Giants are able to close the gap. What do you see as far as just their performance? Does it merit them really moving up as quickly as they seem to have in the last week or so?
You know, like you, Allison, I'm very skeptical. it seems like these chats are really interesting. They're almost like a barometer. Barometer of how the club is going in it. But it seems like each week we talk about something different, because something different may be affecting them each week. One week it's the offense, another week it's starting pitching. Occasionally it's a relieving. And, right now they're riding the wave of optimism after the, winning a home series for crying out loud, which should be, kind of a given. So, I don't, at this point, I'm thinking, okay, show me, which is kind of but they did this in previous seasons at this juncture of the year. So, maybe they can do it again.
Chris, I wanted to ask you about my new best friend, my new favorite player, I should say, Joe Panik. Tell me what happened Sunday. The kid dislocated. He's the 37th starting second baseman for the Giants this year, and he's hitting, and he looks like he may be the answer. And so he dislocates his left pinky finger and refuses to put it back in and refuses to come out of the game. Do I have that story almost correct?
Oh, he's awfully tough. That's for number one. And you've got the story right. That's for sure. In essence, being a rookie, he didn't want to, rock the boat. He didn't want to seem like a wimp in essence. So he did what he did, which, maybe a few years on down the road, he won't do. But, for now, he settles to second base. If, Stadia can get the major upgrade at that spot, he'll do it, but that can be said about any position at this point in the year. If someone getting somebody off of waivers. For now, Joe Panik is a second baseman, and the Giants like what he's brought them.
So Tim Lincecum, I feel like we need to just have a little Tim Lincecum chat every time we talk, because he's just an interesting guy. So his last start, 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. So I don't really know what to make of that. And he's been kind of spotty lately. So, what's happening with Lincecum? And I guess a lot of probably what successes or failures this team is going to have kind of rides on him, even if that's not really fair. But they need him to sort of step up.
Yeah, good point, Allison. He's kind of like the barometer of what's going on with the team, isn't it? Isn't he? He's going – it's funny. One thing that kind of got overlooked is – he pitched well enough to win Sunday, and he did. It was only 5 innings, but I wasn't covering a game, but I attended the game. And I thought I saw enough from him, in those 5 innings to warrant, some optimism for the near future. I mean, the stuff is there. He just had trouble commanding it. But, as long as the stuff is there, that does suggest some promise. I think there's a little bit of a carrot on the stick for him, so to speak. He's going for his 100th career victory, And it's something he doesn't, you know, he downplays all these statistical achievements, but I think it's something he wants. And so, you know, I think maybe he'll bear down a little bit here on out.
It says where Romo still has, I mean, I've been reading a little bit about him, and he had a save opportunity recently after, I guess, the first one from after being removed from the closer's role. It's been, I guess, a couple of months since he's lost his closer's job. Does he walk around with a little bit
right.
of a chip on his shoulder? Does he have some things that he wants to prove? Did his ego take a blow through this whole thing?
His ego took a blow, but I think he was able to, at the same time, he was able to deal with it. He understood what was going on, you know, why he had to come out of the role. I think he fully believed that he could pitch his way back into the role. And even though he doesn't have that role, you know, permanently now, Casilla is still the number one closer. I think he feels like, and maybe even the Giants feel like, that they can call on him if necessary.
Chris, Brandon Belt, this is has missed 73 games. He's on the disabled list, the concussion disabled list. This season has become a nightmare for this kid. How important is he, and what confidence do the Giants have that he's going to come back anytime soon?
Well, he's real important for that club. I mean, they don't have a lot of power, as you know, and he's a potential source of power. He's a potential source of consistent offense, none of which has been, you know, and both of that's all, of course, been absent this year with those injuries. They don't know, as well, you know, what they're going to get from him as far as, you know, here on out with the season, because, you know, these post-concussion syndrome symptoms have just been so, not manic, but they're tough to get a hold on, you know, get a hold of. If he's feeling bad, you know, it's that simple. He can't play, and they're leery about putting him back out there. So I think it's you know, they're Bruce Bochy pretty much has the test of piece together what he's got every day.
Well, I think it's going to come down to the last weekend, and I think the Dodgers are going to be one game ahead of the Giants when it's all said and done, but who knows. Chris, thank you. We will catch back with you soon.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.